Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This is FM 104's Strawberry Alarm Clock Podcast.
Here we go!
Dublin's FM 4, it is the Strawberry Alarm Clock. What is that? What is that ringing?
Is it? I didn't even think we had phones in the studio.
Oh, is this phone here?
What's that?
I thought it was a decoration. Hello?
Hello, how are you getting on? Hello?
Yeah, who's there?
It is myself now, you don't be worrying about that. I just had a couple of things to talk about.
Oh.
I've been listening to the programme you've got there.
Oh, thank you. Right. You want to complain about something, or are you okay? Or
no, just a couple of insights that I had.
Feedback.
But first of all, I'm just wondering, because I've been listening for a while and nobody's read the deaths yet. I'm just wondering when they're coming.
The deaths? What do you want to hear about deaths for?
Who's dead? I need to know.
We don't do that here.
And will they be all local to Dublin, or will there be any other deaths read?
There's no deaths on the FM104. We don't do the deaths. No, that's not.
You don't read the deaths?
No,
I'm sorry. We don't do that.
And so how do you know who's dead if you don't read the deaths on the radio?
Oh, there's websites for that now.
Okay, right. Anyway, right. That's fair enough. Complaint two, I mean insight two.
Right, no deaths.
You were saying you were travelling around the world to some disappointing places that you've seen.
Oh, that's right,
yeah.
Yesterday.
Yeah,
that's right. Yeah. I'm just wondering why were you off gallivanting when you could have gone to somewhere lovely, somewhere random, like, say, Mayo or somewhere like that.
There's never anything in Mayo. Like, grannies go to Westport, I would have thought.
Oh, yeah,
What's in Mayo?
Are you Mayo yourself?
I'm Mayo myself. I haven't said that. It's so strange that somebody would have picked up on that somehow.
Okay. Have you been anywhere that was disappointing?
Jeez, Dublin isn't great.
Oh, no, okay.
Oh,
what do you not like about Dublin?
I don't know. There's just not much around, is there? Like in Mayo, which is where I'm from, by the way, we have the Downpatrick Head. Have you heard of that?
No, haven't.
You don't know Downpatrick Head?
Downpatrick Head, is that a pub? Is that a restaurant?
Is that a band?
Oh my God, it's where St. Patrick got rid of the snakes.
Oh, of course, right.
Didn't teach that
it's a big sea stack.
Okay.
St. Patrick, he broke it off. All the snakes were left over on the sea stack and then they all starved or something. I don't know what happened. They're gone now anyway. You can fly over it on a heli. There's a helicopter that goes out once a year as well. You can go out on it and you can stand on the sea stack. I think they leave you there for an hour or so and you just have a picnic or whatever you might do. And
right.
Then you're finished then.
Is there anything else we can help you with? I mean, are you from the Mayo Tourist Board or something?
Let me see.
How's the music?
Well, the music is okay now. You're playing You're playing the modern stuff. That's great. I'm just wondering there, could I have a go at that quack game you were playing there during the week?
That's Jim's new toy.
Oh yeah, so there's the game What's the Quack? So you win family passes to migration. The quack game, do you want to play it?
I want to play the quack game, yeah.
Okay, so I've got the quack here.
Why don't you give me one first and then I'll respond with my one.
Okay. When I have a cup of tea, I like to have a quack with it.
A biscuit.
You're right. Well done. Okay.
Very quick, Colin.
Very, very quick.
Yeah, no, there's nothing gets past me now. What biscuit?
Oh, okay. What biscuit?
A ginger nut is nice.
No, that's a horrendous tech. Okay, I've got one for you.
Yeah.
The best biscuit is a...
Oh, that's a good one. We could be here all day.
Okay. Is it a good dipper? Is it a good one for your tea?
It's, of course, it has to optimally dip to be even considered as a good biscuit, in my personal opinion.
Hobnob.
Too fancy. Too cosmopolitan. Trying too hard.
Right, okay.
A rich tea.
No, I haven't the reflexes. They die too quick.
A chocolate digestive.
Ding, ding, ding.
Oh.
Quack winner. It's the chocolate digestive. Simple, effective, but also an excellent dipper and the bit of variety with the chocolate and the biscuit you can't lose.
Right, okay. Well, look, I'm glad we enjoyed that. Now, is that everything? Can we help you with anything else, or are you happy enough now?
I'd say that's probably enough for you for today, kind of digest for yourselves and think about over the weekend. But I might be back on to you next week.
How'd you get the number for this special phone?
Sure, don't be worrying about that. Sure, it's easy to get you.
Okay, well, look, just ring the same number if you want to call us again. If there's anything we can help you with, we will.
I will.
What's your name? You're not going to tell us.
I'm choosing to remain under a veil of mystery for now, but I might tell you in future.
Oh, okay.
Oh, so your name is actually...
Yes, my name is... Yeah.
All right, we'll see you later.
Correct.
Nice to talk to you. Happy Friday.
Same to yourselves. Good luck now.
Good luck.
Keep a country.
It is the Strawberry Alarm Clock. It's definitely... What does keep a country mean?
I don't know. We'll be doing that around
keep
here.
Keep it country.
We'll be doing that around
you
here.
You don't know what?
He's still there.
Get off the line. Get off the line. It's the Strawberry Alarm Clock. It's FM104.
I was supposed to shut up. Sorry about that.
Who is that? It's FM104.
We've raised the stakes and doubled the dough.
$2,000 up for grabs.
FM104's Instagram.
With misquote.ie. Low-cost car insurers for learner permit drivers with exclusive savings at misquote.ie.
We are going to Tala this morning to talk to Graham.
Hey, Graham.
All right, guys, I think.
Pretty good, Graham. What are you up to today?
Just in work at the moment.
What do you do? You're very vague.
I'm an electrician.
Okay.
Lads, I was in a pub yesterday and I saw this lovely moment of this woman. I don't know what age she was, but she had a son who was like 19 or 20. And it was his very first day as a Sparks. And to celebrate, they were having chicken wings. And just I was listening to them. Do you know when you get into the moment? Yeah. I was nearly buying them the chicken wings for them.
Is that a tradition, Graham, to have chicken wings on your first day as a Sparks?
Oh, it has to be done, yeah.
Yeah.
Do
you remember, were they nice to you when you started?
Oh, there we are, yeah.
Very good.
So awesome. Big weekend for Graham, right?
Oh yeah, why?
He is a Man United fan and they're playing Spurs Sunday.
Oh, Graham, how do you feel about that now?
I think we'll be betting the first leg.
Graham, can I ask you, what's the biggest waste of electricity?
Oh yeah.
In a normal person's house?
Oh, it's a kettle.
Kettle?
I definitely overfill my kettle.
Jeez.
I do, Graham. I'm telling you now.
Right, Graham.
These are my confessions.
Good advice. What would you do with $2,000?
I'd probably make a cup of tea.
Put the kettle on. All right. Graham, you understand the rules. We have 10 questions. We've got 60 seconds. You can pass on an answer if you don't, if you're not sure, and you can come back to it.
We have to take your first answer as well.
Yes.
Yes. We are strict.
Yep. Are you ready, Tala? Are you ready, Graham? It was Dawkey yesterday. How did Dawkey do?
Six, wasn't it?
Can Tala beat Dawkey? Let's find out on Instagram. What type of sweets are associated with the character Bertie Bassett?
Pass.
What superhero is from the planet Krypton?
Superman.
What TV soap is based in Yorkshire in England?
Emmerdale.
Who had a hit song with Vampire last year?
Pass.
True or false, the creator of the car company Mazda named it after his granddad because it's his Mazda?
False.
Which TV show had more total episodes, Grey's Anatomy or The Walking Dead?
Grey's Anatomy.
What girl group was Nicole Scherzinger a member of?
Pussycat Dolls.
Who played the title role in the Bridget Jones movies?
Pass.
What nationality is the tennis star Rafael Nadal?
Spanish.
Adair Manor is in which Irish county?
Clare.
What type of sweets are associated with the character Bertie Bassett?
Licorice.
Who had a hit? Whoa! You're out of time.
So we got 10 questions. You passed on 2 today. You passed
3.
On 3. We went back on 1.
Somebody thought you had 10 passes. only three.
So what type of sweets are associated with the character Bertie Bassett? Licorice, all sorts is what we would have accepted. You got that as your last one. What superhero's from Krypton? It's Superman. Emmerdale is based in Yorkshire. And this is one you passed on as well. Olivia Rodrigo had the song called Vampire. And then this is a great true or false. I'm loving these. The creator of the car company Mazda named it after his granddad because his Mazda. The answer is false, and you got that correct.
I was in traffic yesterday, saw Mazda. That's going in. That's going in as a true or false.
Really wish that was real. Grey's Anatomy or Walking Dead has more episodes in total. Grey's Anatomy is right with 420.
Huge amount, yeah.
What? Walking Dead is 177. Nicole Scherzinger is from the Pussycat Dolls. There's actually loads of videos of her just randomly dancing in front of buildings in London at the moment. I think she's kind of like, remember,
I dance. She's doing theatre actually, and yeah, apparently a really good actor.
Oh, yeah.
Her accent has changed. Her accent.
Oh, she's English now.
She's rightfully.
Oh, yeah, because she's with your man who's English.
Hello.
There you go. Hello.
Don't you wish your girlfriend was hot like me? Don't ya?
Bridget Jones, who plays her, it's Renee Zellweger. You passed on that one. I could hear you had her in your mind. What's it? Rafael Nadal is Spanish, and Adair Manor is not in Clare, it's in Limerick.
You got a 7 today.
That's good. You bet Dalkey, right.
And
That's the main thing.
That is the main thing.
Somebody said more passes than pass the parcel, and somebody else said the biggest waste of electricity is not putting the kettle on, it's putting Old Trafford's lights on.
Hey!
It is the Strawberry Alarm Clock. It's F104. It is a Friday morning. It's 8 minutes past 7. It's not as cold, but everyone's banging on about it. If you want to have the weather forecast chat at a bus stop and you're not going to a bus stop, apparently we're getting really cold weather next week.
Oh, no.
Yeah, everyone's saying it.
There's a cold snap coming, Dolores.
Are we getting snow?
We might get snow. They might get it in Cork. I don't know if we're getting snow.
And we probably won't.
And
January's always bad. And February. January and February are the pits.
I know, because you don't even have cute lights to kind of take away from the darkness and the cold.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
Anyway.
Yeah. Strawberry alarm clock. Making you smile this morning.
A little bit of a cranky moment.
Cute lights are available. You can get them anywhere.
Yeah. So yesterday on the show, Zainab's Revolut got hacked.
Yes.
All right, tell us. There's an update, is there?
Yes. So basically, Revolut got hacked and somebody tried to upskill on my penny, right? They tried to use the language website Babbel. Right.
To learn Italian.
So I was absolutely like, right, cancelled my card, was waiting for one to get sent out, all of that, had to update my details on different sites, whatever, right?
Yes.
I got an email yesterday from Babbel saying, "Hi Zainab, we were unable to process your yearly subscription."
So they're on your emails as well.
No, I went into it and went, "Oh my God, yeah, I forgot about a year ago. I signed up
Zainab,
to Babbel.
You scammed yourself."
I scammed myself and I was like, "This is fraudulent behaviour. It's not me. I don't remember signing up to Babbel." And my mom was like, "Remember, I told you to do it a year ago."
A friend of mine thought he got scammed. He got stuff arrived at the house from Amazon. He ordered it when he was tipsy on like a Friday night or whatever and forgot about it. And then like about 2 weeks later, this thing showed up. And he's like, "What? Who sent me this? This is somebody else's post. Why is it addressed to me?" And then the penny dropped like that. It was like, "Oh, I remember now." Friday night, I thought it was a good idea to buy that.
What a great gift to give yourself.
Yeah.
You know, drunken me.
2 weeks later, going, "Ah, isn't he so nice?"
Yeah.
Yeah. So
drunken you doesn't care about the expense.
No.
So you paid for it and didn't do the Italian?
No. Because I remember my mom started. I can't remember. I don't even want to go in. I don't even want to know how much I spent for that first year because I didn't use it. Because my mom was like, "Oh, I use this app." Da, da, da,
and it must be a yearly subscription.
Yeah.
That eventually came back to haunt you.
Yeah. And I love that my account went, this is unusual activity. She wouldn't be doing this.
Revolut's good for that. In fairness to it, it's really good for that. It will flag things that you go, "No, they don't. That doesn't normally happen."
Yeah. Well, I thought you said that you noticed that it was a euro gone first.
Yeah. So I wonder, did it kind of, that's what I find strange.
Okay.
I don't know, but...
Yes, some companies, they take a euro just to make sure it's going to go through and then they take the rest.
Yeah, but maybe was it Babbel kind of going, "Right, we didn't get this, let's try it with the euro." I don't know. But anyway, my mom was like, "I told you to go on to it and I remember you telling me that you did." And I was like, "Oh, that sounds familiar." So a year ago, I wanted to be very productive and learn a new language.
And so
it's out of my personality, apparently.
So you didn't spend... What Italian did you learn this year? Nothing. And you paid for an Italian lesson?
Yeah. I know, ciao.
Ciao.
Forchetta, I think, is a fork, or I may have made that up.
A language learning website that's free.
Oh,
and it's quite good.
Is that Duolingo?
Yeah.
Oh, with the owl.
Yeah, and everyone talks about that. People go into the Duolingo
that's
phase.
That's good. Yeah.
So years ago, I was going to go visit my cousin. She lives in France, right? So I was like, I'm going to get Duolingo, and I did French in school. Yeah. So I was like, right, let's go back and see if I can remember anything. Duolingo is a weird one. It gives you the randomest phrases. So the one that it kept going back to was, "The men are rich," and I was like, "Oh, okay." And there was like Elam. Erich. And then it was like, "The women are rich." And I was like, why is
the
this?
The women are rich.
The women are rich. But I was just like, why is this a why do I need to know this phrase for
very
the basic?
Odd.
Well, that is very strange.
I'm like, I'm just going to go to France for hopefully a couple of days. Why do I need to know this phrase? I don't know. Do I
excuse
go
me. Can you point me to the men who are rich, please?
Did you ever find when
where's the bar with all the rich men?
Duolingo knows what it's doing. But you ever know when you're in like France or somewhere like that and you're trying to talk to people, you are completely Irish, but you're shouting at them like they're deaf.
Yeah.
But, you know, you think that shouting at them is better than going, "Can I have milk?" It's, "Can I have milk?"
Yeah.
Do you ever notice that?
Yeah.
My mother does it all the time. I'm like, shut up. They're not deaf. They just don't understand English.
My favourite thing is when I was in Paris with Sharon, the people were asking me stuff. Tourists were asking me. They thought I was French.
Look at that thing, I'm French. Le gym.
Le gym.
And do I look cool? Do they think I'm a native? Chuffing myself.
Big compliment there.
Yeah, isn't it?
Le cuisine de France.
What is that? Like, nobody told me there was going to be a phone there. I don't even know what it is.
A very retro phone of that as well.
Yeah, it's really dusty. And it's just
antique.
It's weird. Yeah, it's like a throwback. I don't know what it is. It keeps ringing randomly.
Don't answer it, Jim.
Won't answer it. But it is the Strawberry Alarm Clock. It's F104. 7:22 now on a Friday morning.
Welcome back.
Doja Cat. Paint the Town. Read. I had a little look because of her outfit last week. Was it last week or this week?
It was last week.
I had a
look.
Was
it this week?
She is brilliant. Red.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Carpets, the stuff she wears to red carpets.
Did you see the full sequin or like diamante red, like head to toe, like her face was fully covered?
Yes, yes.
It looked mental. Or she looks fully as like a cat, but she kind of looks like a who.
Yeah, it does. Yeah, like a cat. Like Lady Gaga, giving Lady Gaga a run for her money. Like,
so do you think all these girls are coming up probably having watched Lady Gaga before?
Yes.
Yeah.
And are now going,
to.
I want to be the new Lady Gaga.
That and the world needs it. It's very colourful and it's very it's very out there and it's magical.
I know, but even just her thing on Monday, like, I'm not giving out, but maybe I am actually giving out. It was just a bit too much.
Yeah, but no, you wouldn't wear that. Like, normal people wouldn't wear that, but pop stars, that's cool.
Do you wonder, you know, those artists, those designers who design all that, do they just design it to say it's going to be for one person only? Because you wouldn't go to a wedding or a 21st wearing some of that stuff, would you?
No, nobody would.
But like, hey Mary, what you think of my Guna?
Yeah.
Like, what?
There was one where she wore a chair on her head.
It's
fantastic
that.
It's an upside down chair, but like, nobody would wear that, but like, it's great that somebody's doing it.
Bring back the meat dress, I say, though.
Oh, I don't know, that's, I think that was a step too far.
Like loads of rashers. No.
You'd be eating her while you're walking up. Here's the rasher.
Showbiz on the Strawberries.
With Mooney's Hyundai Long Mile Road and Dean's Grange. Home of World Car of the Year. Ioniq 6. CEPMooney.ie.
Okay, so we have to talk about this now. We just had Rita Ora. Now, Crossy, we were trying to protect you by talking about this when you weren't in the room earlier.
This is a tough moment for you, Crossy.
What's she doing now?
No, this could be triggering.
This is triggering for a moment during the summer that you found deeply upsetting.
Padam, Padam.
Great song.
Great song by Kylie, okay?
Yeah.
We were like, well, it wasn't on the playlist, so we were like, poor Crossy, okay? But you know whose song, you know who was offered the song originally?
Turned It Down.
She turned it down.
Rita Ora turned it down.
The biggest businesswoman in the world, Rita Ora, turned down Panam Panam.
Yeah.
I don't think it would have been the same thing. Kylie's audience just, and the vibe of it and everything, the summer. And
the gays
just
took it and then they brought it up 90. And
Whereas I feel like if Rita Ora had done it, it would have come and gone and people would have gone, eh. But
they would have gone, meh.
Yeah, they wouldn't have been that nothing. Bothered.
Yeah.
No.
This is a non-spoiler, but a look into it. Are you watching The Masked Singer? I can't say Masked.
I can't watch it.
No, neither can I.
It's just shouting.
Joel Dommett. I think the singers are good and all the costumes are brilliant. But if you could delete the judges and delete the host, it would be a brilliant show.
If you delete the singers, the judges, the host and the shout.
Oh, would you say it all?
I can't watch it.
No, yeah. I find it really painful.
I like being angry watching it. I like giving out about it.
It's just I don't know what it is. I think it's because they keep cutting to the judges and they're saying stuff.
Kim Kardashian, it's Kim Kardashian or whatever. And you're like,
about it is that in America, they're getting those stars. Yes. So I think that's where they think the UK ones, they might get it. But a wild rumour going around is Rita Ora hasn't been in it.
Who?
Rita Ora.
She is, they have said she's not going to be in, just say, for talk's sakes,
yes,
3 of the 10 episodes.
Okay.
And she did that last year because she was off doing other business.
Yeah.
They're thinking now that she's one of the Masked Singers.
I feel like.
So when she was missing, she's Tadpole or something like that.
Tadpole, right? Okay, yeah.
Excuse me. So she's Tadpole or something like that, or something pole. Man pole.
Oh.
Whatever, I think it's some pole.
Well, okay, some kind of pole. I couldn't tell you because I can't leave it on for too long. There's a few things I just can't leave on. Let us know what your show is that you can't leave on.
Yeah.
I can't even say there's certain shows on TV and like some of them are made in Ireland. So, but I'll say, turn it off. No, can't
turn
have
off
it.
That.
Can't have it. The Masked Singer is one of mine. I can't.
No, here I can't. And to be honest though, if she did go on the show, I don't think we'd catch her because she's not the best singer.
Oh, I'm saying it. Would you not say she's a good singer?
No.
Oh, okay.
She's like Jennifer Lopez. She looks fantastic, but the vocals aren't amazing.
But at least Jennifer Lopez, she has all the other bells and whistles. She's like bam, 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 breaking out all the dance moves.
I think she's a bit of crack.
I like her.
The only reason why I think she's a bit of crack is that she's married to Taika Waititi.
Oh, yes.
And Taika Waititi looks like a bit of crack.
Yeah.
He is a bit of crack, yeah. The documentary, the thing with Louis Theroux, she came across really well on that.
Okay.
I really liked her.
See, documentaries are doing well for the other half. Sure, that's why we like Victoria Beckham now. Yes. We like Rita Ora now.
Someone says, why is Rita Ora famous?
said what we're all thinking.
Well, she's a good singer. Does she act as well?
Oh, yeah. Probably.
Fast and the Furious.
And she
stop. That's not acting. No.
Selena Gomez has a new gig DJing at an American radio station. What? She said she loves Ariana Grande.
Ariana Grande. I cannot do anything fun without listening to Ariana. I feel so empowered and I think she is incredible and I just have so much fun. So I'm the girl that's playing Ariana all the time and I think people kind of notice that. But I love it. I think she's amazing.
Don't drive heavy machinery. Listen to that show.
Yeah, she's such an interesting character. Yeah. You know, said Naked Attraction, can't watch it. Just wrong, Adam.
No, yes. I love Naked Attraction. Just makes me laugh. Also, it's a learning curve. I feel like I've learned a lot watching Naked Attraction. It's educational.
What have you learned?
I can't say.
It's a good game. What can you not stand?
Oh, I'm trying to think what TV shows that I really can't watch. Family Guy.
Oh, I love Family Guy.
Really talking about you. I think I just need to give it a good run at it. But every time it's on, I'm like, Anna, you're grand.
No. Family Guy's good, yeah.
See, anytime I'm watching Real Housewives, my other half will come in and he'll go, you're literally just watching shouting. You're literally watching shouting. And I'm like, it's therapeutic.
Good save there. I thought he was going to say something else there. You're literally watching shouting.
Somebody actually said earlier on they wanted to thank you, Zainab, that you introduced them to some show.
Oh, what show?
Said, I can't remember what show.
Oh, Ronnie. It was one of those Ronnies.
Was it Real Housewives of Salt Lake City?
Yes.
Mormons.
Thank you very much. They're absolutely obsessed,
it's a
they said.
Good show.
Come on, the Mormons.
Go on, the Mormons. It's the Strawberry Alarm Clock. It's FM104.
Brand new TV show coming to Peacock, which I believe you can you get that in Ireland?
Oh,
Peacock?
Yes. Usually it goes on to a lot of their stuff, goes on Hey You. So people that have Hey You would be able to see it. Why? What's this?
If I said this words to you around this time last year, you'd be probably looking at me going, what are you talking about?
Okay.
This show is called Couple to Trouble.
Oh.
Oh, indeed.
Oh, I see. I see. So, I was actually, I'll tell you about it in a second, but I was watching a thing.
I've taken my glasses off, lads.
So there's about five couples. Okay. Five couples into polyamory.
Okay.
Which is, that I believe polyamory is about dating as many people as you want, isn't it?
Yeah. Where it's like you're not like stuck to a person.
Yeah.
So it's more or less like an open relationship.
I love hearing new words.
Latin for many love.
Oh.
Poly. Love.
Oh, yeah.
Amor. That's lovely. That's really nice.
Yeah.
Oh, rather than monogamous. Mono.
No, monogamous is on your own, isn't it?
No,
monogamous. Yeah, with one person.
Yeah.
Like in a couple.
So one person. So monogamous.
Okay.
Yeah. So this is called this work?
Couple to Trouble. So basically the TV show is that you got a load of couples who are open to having another person join the couple.
Yeah.
As in a relationship.
Yes.
So just say you've got five couples coming in.
Yeah.
And it looks like Love Island. Like, it's a beautiful set. And then you have 10 single people who are into polyamory, and it's then going, you know, will they couple up, you could say?
Yeah, I suppose they have to find their couple.
And which ones do they like, and will they eventually win it as the Trouble?
I saw this, there's a show on Channel 4, and it's they all go to the castle. And it's like, you name it, there's everybody's represented from every kind of...
It's pretty cool.
Whatever you're into, there's representation in this castle.
Yeah, love that.
And there's this couple, and the guy really wants to have another girlfriend. And then there's two girls, and the two of them say, well, you could have three girlfriends if you want. And they end up, I didn't see the whole thing.
So wait, do they go in as couples or they go in as singles to find
I saw them in a hot tub, and they were talking about these two other girls becoming his other girlfriends.
Oh.
But the original girlfriend was smiling, but you could see in her eyes was like, oh no, really, really, this isn't good.
And I think that's the sad thing about those conversations that people have. Yeah, and I would believe this TV show is going to show that.
Yeah.
So at the end of it, it's going to show if they're going to come back as a trouble, a couple, or if the couple or a new couple with more people in it. So I think polyamory doesn't mean just three people, I think. But this show is called Couple to Trouble, which is three people.
So I saw the thing I saw only 2 days ago is this guy, and he's got four wives.
Wow.
What's that called?
Oh, was that Sister Wives?
Sister Wives,
Sister
yes.
Sister Wives show, yeah.
Of course, Zainab knows that one.
What religion is that?
Oh, isn't that? I think that's Mormons.
Mormon, yes. Mormon. So we've got four wives. Now, I just find it fascinating to see how it works.
And like how they all coexist, and it's like, yeah, they're all happy to be under the one roof. Well, they say they're happy.
They say they're happy, but yeah. some of them get on, but some of them, like, you know, like anything, you put four people together, some of them are going to hate each other and whatever. Anyway, he was
happy, was he?
He was happy. He was quite annoying, though.
Oh. Oh, was that the guy with the longish kind of hair?
Blondy hair.
Yeah, he's very annoying.
Isn't he?
I wouldn't want to be one of his wives at all.
I really want to watch it. But I have a friend now who's in, like, they're in a committed, I think it's called a committed relationship. Apologies if I'm offending someone. But it's a committed relationship.
Right.
Him and her.
Yep.
But they also get to be with other people.
Right.
But there's never any feelings towards the other person.
Oh yeah, so it can't get emotional.
It can't
otherwise
get emotional.
Yeah, okay,
it's
right.
You're just colouring in and going on dates and all that. You're not proper, but they still love each other and they're with each other all the time.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh yeah, because there's a few people that do different rules where it's like, yes, it's okay, but I don't want to know about it, or that
I'd be
kind
sitting
of
in the corner of their bedroom throwing sugar cubes at them. Will you love me? Will you love me?
Yeah, I wouldn't be. I'm too needy. I'm sorry, like Trevor will tell you, I'm far too needy. I'm like, do you love me? Do you?
Right.
So I would
how
not
would
work
with. Well. How would you feel now if Trevor, but how would you feel if Trevor said, right, I'm going to have an extra person move in?
Stop.
Some chap called Greg.
Sorry, the bromance there. I can't compete.
We're watching the sport today, Zainab. So what's the name of the show again?
Couple to Trouble.
You're right, though. I think it's a lot of TV people sat down and said, you know the way they do Couple Up in Love Island? Let's
add to it.
What can we add to that? Yeah,
I'm here for that. I hope it's on Hey You. I'm sure it will be.
If it's on Peacock,
be on Hey You in a matter of time.
Right. Hey You. And You as well. That's what it should be called. It's the Strawberry Alarm Clock. It's F104. It is the Strawberry Alarm Clock. It's F104. That's Sophie Ellis Bexter.
I love that song.
Mud on the Dance Floor.
So last week, top 20 in Ireland, it went straight in as a re-entry to number 7.
Ooh.
Last week in the UK, it went into number 8. And they're thinking now in the UK today, when they announce it, it's going to be number 1.
And why has it come back into the world?
Brand new movie called Saltburn. Barry Keoghan's movie, and at the very end of the movie that song gets played and something happens that you're not going to spoil it for you.
No, don't.
But wow, it's so good to hear that song back in our station again.
It is. It's a great song. And she did that. She did this disco thing during the incident.
Yes.
In her kitchen, the disco kitchen thing, and everyone kind of got into her.
Oh, sure. I sold her a card. Yes. Years ago when I worked in a random little shop, she came in. It was when she was on Dancing with she was on Strictly.
Yeah.
And I was like, I need to say something to her while she buys this birthday card. And I was like, oh, you're brilliant on Strictly.
Did she win Strictly?
No, I think she left.
Did she?
Yeah. I don't think she won.
She is beautiful looking, and she's going out with your man who goes, show some love, you ain't so.
Yes, from the feeling.
Yes.
Yeah, she goes, I met the husband.
They're very cool.
He looks like a nice fella as well.
They're a cool band. So I remember I think it was the Brit Awards.
Mm-hmm.
She won an award for something, and it just shows you like how times have progressed, because the host made some kind of weird comment about how she looked, and it was really nasty. And really, like, you wouldn't say it, you shouldn't have ever said it, but whatever he said about her, it was really nasty. And it was while she was winning an award, and it came from the host. I can't remember what it was, but he made some comment about, I can't remember, her appearance or something. But it was just really nasty.
And, like, did everybody kind of go, like, ugh?
I think it was a comedian. I don't think they've ever really worked again. I don't know because of that, but I can't remember. I'll look into it. Does anyone remember what I'm talking about? I just remember feeling really sorry for her, because like people kind of went, oh, that's a horrible thing to say.
If you don't know how to do an English accent, that's your level entry into it. It's mud on the dance floor.
You better not kill the groove.
DJ. But come here, we were talking about Couple to Trouble, brand new TV show happening, and you were talking about, what's it called?
Sorry, Sister Wives, right? So we got in a WhatsApp.
I would call technically a flute.
Yeah, he's really annoying.
This fella was very annoying, and he had 4 wives.
Yeah, guys, that's Sister Wives and Cody. Oh my God, if he was a bar of chocolate himself.
So apparently 3 of the wives have left him. He had 4. He's only down to the one. He's only down to the solo wife now.
Like, he's just, it's the most painful TV show to watch, but you have to watch it because it's fascinating. It's a different
world.
Is that
him there,
Zeno? That's him there with the long locks.
The head on him.
The head on him.
Noodle hair on him.
I know. Coconoodles.
He's smug or something. I don't know what it is. Like, you'd be surprised he had any woman interested rather than 4.
I know. But here, it's so, like, this just opens a can of worms, because you've got the likes of Sister Wives, fantastic show. Then you've got 90 Day Fiancé. That usually comes on straight after
90 Day Fiancé.
I'm telling you now, guys, it's the best thing.
She's our expert at this stuff.
If I was Trevor, I'd be looking for a fella called Greg to move in. Having to watch all that muck.
What's that one?
90 Day Fiancé.
That's a brilliant name for a show, isn't it? I've never heard
it.
Where can we see that one?
So
I'd actually watch that.
Do you remember that? It's on that channel, Really. Isn't it called Really?
It is Really.
And they've got all of those shows. And then you even have like a Gogglebox version of people that used to be on the show watching the new couples on the show.
Wow.
I'm getting very theatrical here with my hands. It's such a good show.
Where's Zainab? She's about 20 channels down there on the Really channel.
Thanks for listening to FM World 4's Strawberry Alarm Clock podcast. Listen daily and don't forget to subscribe to get the latest episode straight to your device.